know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
That's an old school instrumental.
That's an old school.
That's an old joke.
I like this one. This is old. This is very familiar. I dig it, though.
Yeah. So check it out. I'm going to be in Sexington, Kentucky. The shows are all sold out. Thank you very much for coming out. In a few weeks, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio. I added an eighth show on Saturday because the other seven.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you, Chris Rock?
I don't know, man. But thank you, Columbus, Jesus, for supporting me. I have some other dates coming up. Spokane.
Eight. You're crazy.
Charlotte. North Carolina, Omaha, Brea, Breast Balls,
Blowmaha,
Blowmaha. Hey, look. So I got it. I'm going to get into the details of it on the next episode because I don't think I should talk about something just on the audio because we weren't able to talk about it on video.
Yes.
I'm just going to address it quickly here and in detail on the next episode, which is I'm very fortunate in that I booked a part in a movie.
Okay, movie star.
And you know, something I always wanted to do, it does mess with your schedule in a lot of ways. And, you know, you can't do a movie and other things at the same time. So I had to move Salt Lake City from April to September. That is due to availability. People are like, why would you move it that many months? Because that's when it's available for me to move it to. So if you have tickets, they transfer. Every show is the same. In other words, if it's early Thursday, it's early Thursday. You can get a full refund if you no longer want to go or can't go. That's what's happening with Salt Lake. Australia, I had to pull the plug on too because of the movie. I'm actively speaking to them about dates to return because I do want to come and do the shows in Australia. As of now, everybody is entitled to the full refund. So I just wanted to let you know that is why it's happening. It's because of a movie. And like I said, I'll get into all the details on the next episode. All right, Gene, where are you going to be?
March 30th and 31st, Portland, Oregon at Herium Comedy Club. And those tickets are going very fast. So if you want to come, I highly suggest buying them now. There's only four shows, and I think a couple of them are just selling out or have sold out. And then April 29th, I've added a date. I am going to Manfran Disco.
Oh.
Whoop, whoop. April 29th, one show only. So get your tickets, Christina P. online. And I've also added May 4th, the Rec Room at Glow Zone in Huntington Beach, California. That's quite a name for a comedy club, but I hear it's awesome.
I heard that too.
Huntington Beach. Come out and see me May 4th. And then May 9th, Oxnard, California, Levity Live in Oxnard's. Oxtards? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. You pick.
You're the expert in this. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. Christina P. online for tickets, guys. And thanks for everybody who came out to see me prior. Where was I?
I don't know.
Where was I?
Oh,
oh, Calusa. Yeah.
Right. I'd go retarded.
Yeah. It's that one.
I'd go retarded.
I love it.
Is that it?
That's all I got right now.
All right, guys.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Thank you.
sounds funny. Yeah. It actually, that part does sound funny now.
Now you like it.
Like his scream and stuff.
Do you want to know what the name of that song is?
What?
It's called How Do You Not Find It Funny by Alan Bell.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't see him right now.
Yeah.
I don't see that he's suffering, so I can just laugh at the sounds that he's making.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, right?
It's really good.
It's good. Oh,
so
my goodness.
So much talent.
I got to open this.
OMGs.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on, Thomasaurus?
Well, we are still, so people know, we're both sick, which is nice.
I know. I've been sick for like 2 months, I feel like. It's hard to shake
it. So annoying.
Well, because our kid's always sick, and then you get whatever preschool disease he brings home.
Yeah. He gets sick every other week.
I know. And now there's foot and mouth going around his preschool today when I dropped him off. And I almost hesitated. And then I'm like, you know what? He's going to need to get that eventually.
Yeah. Every kid gets something, but man.
Did they have that shit when we were kids? Hand, foot, and mouth disease? I feel like.
It doesn't sound familiar from that era. I remember hearing it later.
Yeah, I feel like this is a recent thing.
Yeah.
You and I.
I'm not really sure what it is.
We had chicken pox. That was our generation.
We did have chicken pox. Remember when you got chicken pox and you'd find scabs on your head?
Yeah, those are the best ones because you could pick those
really
freely.
Really scrape at them.
Yeah. Who cares if you get a scar on your head?
Yeah. You find some blood in there. You're like, oh, this is awesome.
Those oatmeal baths, they smell delicious.
They sure do. Thanks, everybody. A lot of people enjoy Johnny Pemberton's episode.
Oh, how funny is he?
He's great.
And his accents were amazing.
He's a master.
I don't know about that. Let's not get crazy.
He's really good.
Hey, Tom, there's only one master.
Thanks.
And that's you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, mate. I mean.
Wow. Yeah. What region was that?
That was East London.
Wow. Yeah. You are so good.
I have it down
good.
To the, just like to the actual neighborhoods.
What else have you been working on accent-wise? I know you're watching that Winston Churchill movie. Did you pick up any inspiration from there?
I mean, you know, I've been doing those dialects for a long time. I'm trying to actually move out of the whole United Kingdom just because it's too easy. So I've been trying to go to like other parts of the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you looking?
There's some Baltic stuff that I've been working on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like an example would be like,
inside of frozen.
So that would be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you sounded just like a relative I could have, like an 80-year-old man in a small village somewhere.
Thank you.
Wow.
And, you know, honestly, I was working with my dialect coach the other day, and he was like, you picked that up immediately.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to try.
You have such a finely tuned ear.
Yeah.
Where do you practice? I've never seen you practice.
Right here. Right
in the
studio.
You come in here and you lock yourself in.
I mean, there's, you know, pitch perfect design to the studio because we had the good fortune of having a musician here before us. So
we both
are using our instruments.
I saw some interview you did on YouTube and you were like, oh, we have a professional studio, the guy that used to score movies, and now we talk about farts in there, so it's kind of neat.
Yeah. he really was an accomplished guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know.
And he had big-time artists in here.
I know.
And now we're like, you can't just drink cum. You got to wash your face with it, too. Yeah. So stupid.
I know.
Well, let's get our stupidity going, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We got so much to go through.
Your mom's house. I'm your host and dear leader, Tom Segura. And she is the fart mistress, Christina P. Right?
Yeah.
Is that how you want it to be?
Yeah. The fartmistress.com.
Yeah.
We still have that one.
We still have it. I'm trying to get my mom to do it.
Yeah. What happened with that?
We'll get into it.
I feel like the holidays came. We got a little, you know, baby jeans.
Got
growing.
To offer her more money, I think.
Where is it at right now?
No, it's just from me. It's not. We're not going to solicit money. I'm just offering.
Right. What's the dollar amount?
I think I offered her a couple $1,000. She's like, I'm not a prostitute, Tommy.
Yeah.
Just fart on camera a few times.
Yeah, it's not a prostitute at all. It's not a prostitute.
It's a little bit of a prostitute.
A fartstitute? I don't feel like that's prostitution. You'd do that for free.
You'd do the other thing for free, too.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But it's not illegal, you know. Farting for money, is that illegal?
It's not illegal.
Right, but fucking for money is, so there you go. There's a legal distinction to be had.
Interesting point. Interesting point. You always have a point.
And you can do it in public. You can fart anywhere.
What do you think of this, okay?
Dean and Christy Parade are devout Christians.
Oh, boy.
But they've found an unusual way of spreading God's word. Through swinging.
Yeah.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
Is this UK master of accents?
No, I don't think so. They have such a Florida vibe to them.
No, it sounded, maybe it was just the announcer.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
I like that guy's cool pink hair.
They're all into like their training fitness levels. You could tell they're really into, you know, bodybuilding.
Yeah. And I like this guy's shirt. It's kind of muted. It's just like a subtle, bright neon
his
green.
His hair is, what color is his hair?
That's like fuchsia. That's cool. Because he's like, what is he, 60-something?
I don't know.
That's the time to dye your hair fuchsia when you're a man. And
then the other guy, he hits the gym for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of dads. And they're in total dad gear, too. Yeah. They got the cargo shorts with the functional pockets.
I got to be honest, religious swinging is totally new to me.
I didn't know.
This is one I wish my parents had gotten into. Because they liked the religious part.
Yeah.
They never did the swinging.
I wonder how they're connecting those dots, because generally monogamy is the norm.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's see what happens.
If I was a priest going to a swingers club, would you listen to me? You got a better chance of listening to me spreading the word of God. Being another swinger, it's still a sin. It's just, how are you using it?
I feel like right now this is God's plan.
I didn't know that she had.
Meow.
I didn't know she had the streaks.
I know what we were talking about.
She's got blonde hair with blue streaks.
Is that what you're hung up on? Because
I'm just saying she does have blonde hair with blue streaks
and pink.
Yeah, and he has like purplish.
Looks great.
It looks good.
Now
they're both bodybuilders.
Oh, that's the.
Don't you see that?
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm a little hung up on her non-binary expression. I'm just saying that the voice doesn't match the.
Oh, that's the extra testosterone. Yeah, that's what happens when you bodybuild. You get a lot of testosterone in you.
That's what we were talking.
Some of the girls sound like me. My name is Amanda. And I'm a ball hog. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about at lunch yesterday. That's what I was trying to remember. You were looking at pictures of this female
bodybuilder.
Oh, the
bodybuilders, yeah.
And I was like, what would you do if I took up bodybuilding?
It would be a lot. It's not the physicality of it. I mean, there's some beautiful female bodybuilders, okay? Some people really like the extremes of the super muscular. That's a little much for me. But I'm saying there's some beautiful women doing it. It's the lifestyle. If you're a spouse, if you're not into that, it's like any other lifestyle choice.
Right.
Because they're so dedicated. Like, it's your life 24/7. You don't become super yoked and lean like that unless you're always on top of, like, weighing your food.
Right.
You're doing your 3 workouts a day or whatever, and, you know, you're like, I didn't do lats, I got to get back in there. And then you got your cardio, and it would just be such an all... You either have to be, the spouse has to be the all in there support coach type, like where I'm prepping your food for you. Like,
right.
I love that she does this shit.
Right.
I get her chicken and stuff ready every day.
Her flavorless, dry chicken breasts.
Or it has to be the partner who's doing it totally with you. Just, by the way, the same applies to if you were growing weed at the house or something. It's like I have to either be... supportive of you or doing it with you.
Well, because when you and I were dieting together, like we were both doing, you were doing paleo, right? Sorry, keto. Yeah. And I was like on the primal diet. Yeah. But similar, so we could support each other.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't have bad stuff around the house. Like I wouldn't bring in like
if you're like, I gotta eat brownies 24/7. Right. That's what I do.
Yes, it is. It is quite a dedicated lifestyle choice. Holy moly. How long do you think it would take me to get my body in like bodybuilder female shape?
13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. Like to strip, especially a female body, to strip your body of fat.
It's funny. A lot of women and some men I've heard, but you usually hear the women say it more. They're scared to lift a weight because they think they will turn
like
super
that,
muscular.
Right.
And it's like, you don't understand how much you would have to do for how long to look like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen in a few months of you picking up weights.
I used to think that. That's why I wouldn't do any kind of weight training or whatever. Not that I do. I do Pilates now, but yeah, I was so afraid of looking too muscular if that could ever happen to my body.
I mean, it could happen if you were so into it that you were doing it, you know, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
For years. Like some of those people that get the really, really, really yoked, super muscular.
So
look,
crazy.
They're years into doing that.
And the injections. I imagine you kind of have to do some kind of hormone.
They have
steroids,
right? Yeah. I mean, they have the clean, competitions but they look different because they look lean. They're not as bulky, you know?
Right. Because that's so hard. That really is kind of... I don't know much about obviously bodybuilding or nutrition but you're kind of deforming yourself a little, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
they have a bit of body dysmorphia. I mean,
a bit, yeah.
Some of them have it so bad, you know.
Well, because I love those documentaries. I've watched them like Lou Ferrigno or whatever. Yeah. They always talk about pumping, and they're always like, "Oh, I have such puny quads," or "I have such puny."
Yeah.
My calves are puny, and you're like, "Oh my god, no, they're not, bro! Like those are rocks, you know."
Yeah.
But they. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jersey Shore. They're always.
I was like, I don't know what you're saying, but okay.
What's his name? The dummy.
That's the thing. A lot of those gym rats, what are those juice heads?
Yeah.
You know, those gorillas. They're all upper body guys. So they have crazy huge biceps and chests, and then they have these two little flamingo legs.
Like sticks,
Sticks.
That's so funny.
You see that all the time. I used to see that all the time at like the Gold's Gym.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It'd be these dudes like, and then they have these tiny little legs.
Forget the bottom half.
Yeah, because they're beach guys. Like they're just in the mirror looking at the upper body, and they don't think about but the bodybuilders do it all about proportion.
That's serious.
They want it to all match up and look, you know.
Now
have symmetry.
But let's be honest. Aesthetically speaking, like if I got super jacked, like so those pictures. Like where I had no fat,
and you were like
just
Tom, I'm gonna do triceps and chest today. My trainer's not here yet. Can you get some avocado? It's kind of sliced and going. Yeah, sure, babe.
Can you spot me?
Yeah, I'll spot you.
I love you. Oh, let's do it. And like sex and stuff. I mean, I would be bigger than you
for sure if you were doing. Yeah, I don't know if you'd be bigger, but you'd be. You'd have so much more muscle.
Yeah.
And they have no fat in their face.
No.
So they look kind of like Skeletor in the face, some of them. There's no cheeks.
No cheeks, no tetas, no butts. I mean, I would be fatless. I would just be like Skeletor, you know, but jacked. And then, and they always tan. The tan is they're very dark.
Tanning is most of the work, is what I've learned.
It just makes you look glowy, I'm guessing, like healthier or something?
I think it's all about, you see the contrast in the muscles more.
Oh,
on
the tan.
On dark than you do on fair skin.
Okay.
So it looks, you can see where the muscles are, you know what I mean? Like where the contortion, where the
contour?
The fold. Like, yeah, I think you see it more on dark skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, I'm going to start doing it. I'm dedicated.
Why don't you just get involved in the tanning part?
I actually do need a tan. I saw Nikki Glaser at the store the other day, and she looked amazing. And she goes, "Oh, I got a spray tan. You got to try it." I'm like, "Wow, that's it." Like she looked healthy, and I look like I'm dying. I don't know if I can do it.
You
pregnant.
Don't look like you're dying, but
I'm depleted.
You want me to do a spray tan too?
Yeah, you want to go? I don't know if I can do it pregnant,
I'll
but I love
spray tan. I'll do fake chompers, like big white, perfect smiles.
Yeah.
It's a great look.
It's a great, you got to get them white.
I do respect the shit out of, by the way, the dedication, the discipline of those people.
Yeah.
The bodybuilders. Because they are off the charts disciplined.
I mean, they wake up at the crack of dawn. They're in the gym. You're eating.
Their eating is like the most impressive.
Yeah.
They eat super clean, and they also have to eat. A lot of them have to eat a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I watched a documentary on we were watching the same one, the guy in the UK that was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And he's like, you have to love eating.
No, that wasn't a bodybuilder, though. Those were strongmen competitions.
Oh, yeah. Those guys.
Holy. By the way, we watched The Disaster Artist last night.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was funny. It was
really
good.
Great. James Franco.
I love James Franco. Even though he molested people.
Did he molest people?
I forget.
First
he had
of all, let me save you. Allegedly.
Some kind of hashtag Me Too going.
They did report something about him. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think he molested.
Well, let's get back to her. I really like her feminine.
And you're
voice.
Saying that her voice is like mine.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Let me see. Did she speak right then?
He's quite a looker too. Let's not forget him.
Yeah. But. Priest going to a swingers club. Would you listen to me? You got a better chance. To listen
swingers
to
are
me.
Gross.
Spreading the word of God, being another swinger, it's still a sin. It's just, how are you using it?
I feel like right now this is God's plan.
Yeah. No, it's
to make me into a man.
There's hormones in there.
To make me into a man.
Swinging,
we love swinging.
As a lifestyle. And then it was like, you know what? We can do a lot of good with this. I'm getting to people that probably never will.
It's Florida. You're right.
Visit a church.
Oh yeah. Right, church. Oh, they're gonna hold church as they fuck.
I don't know, but that's what he said. So he's reaching people that he never would have reached without swinging. Hmm. It's such a unique approach.
Why are swingers? They're so gross. Like, why do they have to be so creepy about it? You know, like the girls stroking the other girl's leg, and they're like, "Oh, you feel great." And then they're
all about that fucking. You know?
Yeah, they're gross. They're always so grody about it.
You think so?
Yeah, I've never seen a documentary on swingers that I would actually want to swing with.
That's true. I watched that one on Netflix. I forget what it's called. And they focused a lot on this British. Maybe it was all in the UK.
They love it.
And there was this one dude. He looked like a real fucking old school dad. He had, you know, his khakis and his. He's like, we're having a swinging party here tonight. And, you know, he had his gray mustache. And his wife was. It's his second wife or third wife. And. She was all in it. She was like, I think it's great that he feels, you know, so liberated and everything. And he's basically just like, I like to fuck, man. You know, I meet someone, I want to fuck him.
Yeah. Do you think you and I are going to go into swinging eventually?
I think eventually, yeah.
Once the kids leave.
We talked about that, you know.
But we have to go to Florida. That's where they live.
I think you could find a few in California. Jacksonville probably has a good population of it. We don't have to go there. Why don't we just go to Ventura County? That's not far.
That's true. You think that's where the swingers are?
For sure.
Yeah.
Santa Clarita?
Sure.
Anybody out there ready to swing? Come over, have a couple drinks. And I'll be like, oh. Oh my gosh, you have such nice legs.
Yeah, it's all like
she's
that.
Like, thanks. You have nice shoulders.
And then they have to talk about their boundaries and their...
Oh yeah, what are you into? What are you not into? It's like shooting a scene.
Yeah, am I allowed to pet your penis, touch your penis, ejaculate on me? Like, all that stuff. We have to go over the rules and stuff.
You got to figure out, we're going to do condoms, we're going to do tests, you know, do blood work before.
Wow.
So you go like, here's my blood work. She's like, cool, I'm down.
Seems like a lot of work.
Do you want to live the lifestyle or not?
I want to live the lifestyle. I want to help God.
Yeah, let's see.
I want to praise God.
Let's get God into it more.
Today, true to their word, they're talking about the Bible with their latest swinging partners.
People are like, well, you know, you're supposed to be a Christian, but you're a swinger. If all the swingers are sinners, what's the best way to talk to the sinners? To join them, right?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
These guys are in the gym a lot, too. A lot.
Oh, Johnny's Fitness Center.
Oh, yeah.
It's his gym.
Yeah. 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 See?
What better way to talk about Jesus than to swing?
This guy's so just smile. They're both like, we're not interested in this Christian bullshit that you're doing. He's just, look at him. He's just like, I want to fuck your wife, dude. Ugh. Just stop it.
What you realize is in the Bible, nice there are so many gray areas.
Yeah, it says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, but what if your neighbor wants you to?
That's a good point.
Wait a minute.
Before I got clean, my life was a living hell. Yeah. I got down on my knees and I prayed to God. I'm like, please help.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position, and what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Wow, that was
no, I didn't expect that turn.
I didn't either.
There's a lot of that, though, right? The Bible after you go clean
and the Jesus, yeah.
And fitness,
yeah.
Fitness is
yes,
big for,
that's huge.
Like, hey, I'm clean now. I got all this fucking energy. I got to do something with it. Yeah,
so true. I stopped drinking. Now I have to play 10 hours of basketball a day.
Yeah,
7 days a week. That's what I do.
Yeah, you got to find something, man.
You gotta find your passion.
She's a little uncomfortable. She's like, are you gonna fucking get emotional right now?
A lot of nail work there too. She's one of those broads that like every nail's different. I mean, that's gotta take hours to do, right?
Takes time.
Because I get my nails did and I'm like, just one color. Come on, dude. I don't have all fucking day.
You don't understand the Florida lifestyle.
Apparently not. Oh, there they go. They're pumping it.
She happened to have a female friend there. And I get in the showers, you know, start showering after work. And next thing I know, they're both in the shower with me. You know, I didn't know what was going on.
But soon the swinging lifestyle became part of their marriage.
They showered at work together? Is that what I understand?
No, he got home from work and he went to shower. Oh. And she had a female friend over. A female? Why can't you say her girlfriend was over? I don't know. It's weird when people specify like that. It's like prisoners. They talk like that. She got it was female,
I'm
a male.
Female.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird to make that distinction. Like, hey, I'm strictly girl. Boy, you know,
speaking of prisoners, I can't get enough of that show, but it is starting to be more and more upsetting though.
Because I find myself getting angry every time I watch certain people on that show.
Yeah,
my favorite is the woman who's bringing home the convicted felon of 18 years with the robbery with a deadly weapon.
Yeah,
assault,
no, robbery. Yeah,
robbery. And she's got three children at home, and she's like, instant daddy, here's your new dad. Why don't you like him? And
she really needs psychological help.
God damn.
She's really messed up.
And her kids are smarter than she is. The kids are like,
far smarter.
He's a convicted felon. We don't know him.
And we don't want him to be our instant dad. And she's like, you're not excited to see him? And they're like, no.
No.
She's like, he's excited to meet you guys. And they're like, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm not excited to meet him.
Your new dad.
What is it? Love After Lockup? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's so good. Well, I remember my mother met my stepdad through a singles ad in the back of the Indian newspaper. Yeah, she liked Indian guys. So she put an ad out, buxom European woman seeks a wealthy Indian husband.
This is horrific.
I know. And we got a bag of letters, of course, because buxom blonde European woman is like the lead. So out of all the photographs, she chooses him because he's wearing an Armani suit next to his Mercedes on a cell phone back in the 90s. And I swear to God, they got married one month later.
With the brick phone?
The big brick man! And they
were... Like a drug dealer. A fucking total drug dealer.
100,000%, yeah. So they talk on the phone constantly.
I'm Nino Brown, yeah.
Yeah, and I would talk to him on the phone occasionally, like, oh, hey. Oh, and I have three daughters. One of them is into goth music, too. And I was like, great. And a month later, we were at the courthouse in downtown L.A. Same thing. Like, this is meet your new daddy. But I actually liked him, so thank goodness, you know.
Yeah.
Anything to get away from my mom. Anything to take the focus off
of me. What if your mom was
me?
Like, so this guy's getting out of prison.
Yeah. oh, no, that's way worse. Way worse.
And you're like, what way worse? Dude, was it like bank fraud or, you know, was it like insider trading? It was robbery with a deadly, it's a very violent crime.
Violent crime.
And I want him to be the new man in your life. And you're like, that is an interesting thing, Mom.
It's your role model. Your dad.
You really are a thinker, Mom. Yeah. I like that you have good ideas and you plan things out.
Good maternal instinct to protect your kids, too. Like, where's the maternal instinct to protect?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're just watching this like, you want that man around your children?
He's going to teach them how to make toilet wine, babe. It's fine.
And she's like, why aren't you guys excited?
You know what I'm saying? Here's how you lift weights. Here's how you bench press using nothing but your own body as resistance.
He's like, oh my God. That guy's fucked up.
Yeah.
They're all fucked up.
Of course. Who's dating a fucking felon, dude? You're crazy.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's funny, though. It's fun to watch. It's fun to get mad.
I know. Yeah, you do. And then I get mad more at the civilians, not at the prisoners.
No, because the prisoners are actually trying to get their lives. They're actually trying to meet the parole needs and get jobs. They're actually all doing what they're supposed to be doing. And the civilians are like, why aren't we married yet?
Remember Crazy Eyes?
God. Yeah.
He does every interview. He's like, Anna... and I we're going to have a great time together.
Yeah.
And people who don't like it, then they can get out of my life. I don't give a shit what they want.
And she's like, they're always like, I don't know why she doesn't want to have a baby already. Like, she's only been out of prison for 2 weeks. Maybe she needs to adjust.
She's clearly using again.
Clearly on heroin.
Her eyes are like, half, she's like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Because like, it never occurred to me that she might be using it.
Well, from what I understand, prison's not the place to get clean.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's not a resort. It's not like a Malibu rehab, you know?
No. I'd be wanting drugs 24/7.
Of course. That's when you start doing drugs.
All right, let's get back to swinging.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't talk about swinging specifically. I just feel like as a married couple, you agree on something together, then it's okay.
Okay.
If it's not, then like I said, Judgment Day, I'll find that out.
Oh, okay.
Well,
she's like, well, it's not in the Bible.
Right. It doesn't say you can't swing.
In Jesus' times. I'm not sure people were they swinging back, and I'm sure they were, but...
And now they've set up a website.
Oh, fitness.
Oh, yeah, it is.
More people.
Look at those fucking nails, man.
To the next swingers event and get 10 people to believe in Christ, my job's done.
Look at her looking down. Yeah. Like, I don't know about that.
She's like, I'm into the swinging part of it, man.
Yeah.
He's like, he's trying to find the loophole that it's really about spreading the gospel.
It's about Jesus.
And she's like,
She's real shiny. What's going on?
He has good intentions, but he's delusional.
Yeah, just be swingers.
And they've recruited help running the site from close to home.
Working with a mom on a sex website is a little different. I am not currently involved in lifestyle. It's never a non-possibility.
What? That's her daughter, by the way.
Who's doing
helping
fitness swingers site with her?
It's not. Not a possibility that she becomes involved with swinging. Is that one? Good parenting, good religion, good. All good. A lot of bright colors, these people.
Yeah.
Bright colors.
Poor daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not into the lifestyle. She's not into either lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Yeah.
Lifestyle.
So far today, God hasn't said, hey, Dean, stop this. Ew. It's a sin. I don't want you to do this.
What are you expecting?
Until he does that, I'm going to keep trying to help as many people as we can.
That's what I don't like, the spin.
Yeah.
That this is all about help. This is all about busting a nut, which I'm not mad at.
No, I'm mad at you, but don't make God the pimp. You know, you should play this for your parents and see if they agree with Catholicism.
Dad, I know you're going to retire soon. Have you thought about expanding and maybe spreading God, the message of the Lord in a different way, you know? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Oh, can we pull up the article I sent you?
Oh, yeah.
So I got this sent to me from my friend Eric. Apparently, there's a man who's chosen to live as a Dalmatian. A 32-year-old man has decided to live as a domesticated Dalmatian. Tom Peters told UK's This Morning, while he uses his real name when he works at his job as a lighting and theater technician, he likes to be referred to as Spot when he transforms into a puppy. Peters said his Dalmatian costume helps him transform into his persona of a puppy, which is a lifestyle he is fully committed to. He sleeps... He sleeps in an enclosure, walks on all fours, and eats from a dog bowl. Will you scroll down a bit further?
Yeah.
Here's my favorite part, which you guys are all going to appreciate.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here we go. Peter added that contrary to popular belief, people who chose to live their lives as dogs aren't doing it to cause mischief or sexual pleasure, but rather to have fun and literally be treated like a puppy. It is not a sexual thing. It's a lifestyle. It's just escapism to get away from fund, F-U-N-D, and the frenetic life we have, Peter said.
Fun. Yes, I know puppies don't like this.
I guess money.
Oh,
it's not sexual, guys.
Oh, it's okay, pup. Let's have a look at your little tail.
I don't treat my dogs like that.
No, it's a little puppy.
Oh, puppy. You don't have a tail.
No. I don't like this tail stuff.
Good puppy. Good puppy. Yeah. Good puppy. Yeah. You push down on that if you think it feels okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not sexual, Tom.
It's not sexual at all. What was sexual about that in the least?
Now, you've come because you need a tail, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Good puppy.
Yeah.
Is this the tail you'd like us to give you? Yeah, good puppy.
And then...
Because your master chose that tail.
This is UK. So this is... We scroll up and see if we... Oh, I don't know. It's advertising.
Imagine being her.
Well, the lead photo, she doesn't look too happy. If you look at the photograph of two of them later.
No, she doesn't look happy.
Yeah. It doesn't say where they live.
What if that's you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, yeah. Would you? Okay.
So I'm like, babe, yeah. I'm a Dalmatian 24/7. I want it when I'm home. I want to be a dog.
And I have to crate you at night and stuff.
And you got to tell our son, like, daddy's a dog.
Oh. Oh, let's have a look at the little
hole there.
Oh,
good. Oh, so nasty.
What's sexual about this? He's a dog.
It's not sexual. It's a lifestyle.
I'm just a dog.
Very bright.
I mean, can't have fun?
Okay, would you rather...
Do you not like having a good time?
God. Would you rather become a bodybuilder, like full, you're in it, you really got to dedicate for a decade, or live as a Dalmatian?
For a decade?
Yeah.
They're both for a decade?
Yeah. Well, it's how long it takes to become a dedicated bodybuilder.
Well, first of all, I mean, it's got to be bodybuilder. I'm not excited about it. I don't want to do it. But there's no way I could throw myself into the puppy lifestyle for a decade. I mean, I would never work again if I was a puppy.
You might like it.
Boarding flights. And I'd be like, do I have to sit under the seat? I'm my own emotional, what is it?
An emotional needs dog.
Emotional needs dog.
I'd bring you on as my emotional needs puppy. You can sit on my lap.
Okay.
You're very tight down there, aren't you, puppy? Very tight.
But you could sleep with FIFO and Bitsy, and I could feed the three of you at the same time. It'd be really easy.
It'd be great. 100%.
Dropping off the kid at school.
I'd be so pissed about bodybuilding. That's one thing I definitely don't want to do. I'd be like, come on.
I know. It's so hard. It's just too hard.
I don't want to do
it's
it.
It's too hard.
I just don't want it. I don't want to do it.
I know.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, puppy. Are you okay?
God.
Good puppy.
Please look okay. Close
that up for you.
There's nothing as gross as a dude. Nothing in the world can be as gross as a man can be. There's never women doing this. There's never like
never.
Cute girls being nope. like, I want to be a dog.
I want you to put a tail in my butt.
No, it's never. Always guys.
Yeah. Why are guys so disgusting?
Guys being like, I want to be a dog. Make sure pretend we're at the vet and I need a tail, but really you just shove this dildo up my asshole and we'll call it a tail.
Why are they such savages, Tom? What's going on with you guys?
We're just fucked up, man. I don't know why.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This is just like misdirected sexual energy, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's a frustrated sexual energy because yeah. you don't have immediate access to women or men or whatever, maybe.
And I think it has a lot to do with, you know, at some point this guy wanted to express some sexual thing, some kink, and he repressed it and repressed it.
Oh.
And then you keep repressing it. And then maybe he teases it once to someone and it gets shot down. So then it goes back to being bottled up. And then one day he's like, I'm going to live life as a dog. And then you guys just fucking put me in a cage. And like, it goes to an extreme.
Yeah.
You know, because it's also, there's nothing wrong. I'm not trying to kink shame people. But to live your life as a dog is an extreme, obviously. That's not like.
Yeah. 24/7 is a bit much. I mean, I understand the, you know, recreational, maybe on the weekends or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
Maybe women too in society haven't really been as encouraged to explore their
that's
deviance.
True.
So maybe in another generation or two.
And there is a lot of kink shaming on probably either side. I mean,
yeah. Well, women don't even admit to, you know, simple things.
And guys, when they're young, are told basically, don't be weird.
Yeah. Well, everyone's told that, right? Shit.
I think so. But I'm saying, so you need like healthy encouragement.
Yeah.
You know,
of your shit.
Things like this.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, good puppy. Spin around, and let's see you from the front. Spin around.
Okay, I'm enough.
Good puppy.
I've had enough of it.
Oh, now you've got a tail.
No, please don't.
Can you give my tail a wag?
I don't want the tail, Tom.
Give it a wag.
Because I think about my sweet little dog. No, I'm a dog lover. Anyways, new topic. You and I have been having social dinners very early lately.
That's part of our new lifestyle. Some people are into swinging and Jesus, and we're into going to bed. So I'm into it.
I'm into it too.
Look, you fucking. I was a late night guy for so long. You know, our whole relationship. It was all you'd be. Yeah. I'm going to bed, and I'd be like, I'll see you when I see you, man. I would be up till 2-3 in the morning
talking to the raccoons. Woo woo woo!
Wake
wilding
up
out.
11 noon, whatever. Yeah. That was just life. Then this human boy came into our house. It's just changed. But I miss having sleep, so.
Yeah, you gotta kind of move to his schedule.
I need to be home early. I don't like this late night shooting anymore.
I don't either. It doesn't work for us anymore. So we had dinner with some business friends. And as a joke, I threw out 6 p.m. I was like, there's no way he's going to, even 5:30, I think I threw out there. I was like, 5:30, 6. And you typed it into the group text. You were like, 6 o'clock. And I was like, babe, I'm kidding. Nobody eats dinner at 6 except us privately. Like, we'll go down to the steakhouse in the neighborhood and eat at 6 o'clock because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But the guy agreed.
He did.
And he and his wife, they have the 3 children, right?
Two.
Yeah, two, one on the way. And they loved it too. They were like, great.
Yeah. This is great.
Well, I love it.
You still get home. You get home in time.
Yeah.
To watch your show.
Yeah.
Kind of mellow out. Because if you go to the 8 o'clock dinner.
Forget it.
Then you're home at 10:30 or 11.
Too late.
It's late now.
Gotta go right to sleep. I can't watch my Love After Lockup.
That's right.
Can't have, but you know, a little treat, a little snack. No, this is just perfect, Tommy. And it's good because the restaurant's still empty.
Yeah.
You're there right before the dinner rush.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. It's a little embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing. It makes getting up tolerable, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've had to adapt. Now I get up every day around 7.
Yes. You know, because I made plans with my mom friends. And these are the two girls I grew up with, went to school with. And they were my sluttiest, drinkingest friends, right? So these two sluts, they're like, yeah, let's have dinner at 9. And I was like, yo, I mean, can we get that down to 8? And then I'll be in the car. I'll be coming Ubering home at 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But these two sluts, they stay out till, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm like, yeah, but you got to wake up with your baby. They had, 1.5-year-olds at the time. I'm like, you guys are fucking nuts. Hungover.
How do they do it?
They punish themselves and they take care of the baby.
Just push
hungover,
through it. Yeah.
Which I can't. I just can't. I just can't do it anymore.
I can't do it either.
I'm physically incapable. I don't want to. Why can't I get drunk at 7 p.m.? I can still get drunk. Let's just move it up. Start at 6, bro, and then I'm in bed by 10.
I'm with you, man.
Like, I don't have to start at 10. And you're fucking mine.
You know what I can't do is if I'm doing a road thing, do a late out night and then have to get up early to fly the next morning.
Oh, fuck that, bro. I can't do it. That shit, no.
I'm like, no. I either have to move my flight or just not do this, you know?
Yeah, no, you gotta go to sleep, bro.
Sleep's number one.
Number one,
sleep,
man,
is at the top of the list of things I need.
Yep.
To put me in a good mood. I can't function.
No.
I don't know. There's these people that do the 3 and 4 hour
things.
We talked
about these folks.
Who'd they say is like
them?
That? Some celebrities that they said. Oh, I heard that Chappelle's like that.
Right.
I was at the store the other night.
Like that.
Chris Rock and Chappelle were there, and they were doing the same show in the belly room, the little 80-seat room. And I was talking to one of the guys that travels with him a lot. He's like, yeah, he's like a notorious late-night guy. And I go, oh, so then he just goes to, he's like, we do a lot of 6 a.m., 7 a.m., like stay up till 6 or 7 a.m.
No
like,
way,
bro. Shitting me.
No way.
And then I go, but then, like, you guys sleep all day? He's like, no, that's the crazy part, is that he'll be up at, like, 9 or 10. He just needs a few hours.
I mean, I envy these people. I've always wished I were that type that didn't need to sleep. Slept 3 or 4. I'm fine. I'm great. And then go play sports the next day. It's just not my constitution.
No, life
exhausts me so much. Like, I just get exhausted.
I'm sick right now. And my theory is still that it happened when I got bad sleep.
Yeah.
I went to bed real late the other night and I had to get up and I could feel myself breaking down. I don't know how these guys do it.
If I don't rest enough, forget it. I get sick. The smoking's no good.
I know, but he still is like, he's going fine.
I know. Some people are genetically freaks. So my father had a friend. The guy is dead now, so I can talk about it, I'm hoping. Was just wired that way, too. Like, this dude would sleep like, he would party, right? Like, hard. Like, you name it, that guy was doing it. And sleep 3 or 4 hours.
No.
Wake up.
I like being up late, but I have to be able to sleep.
Of course. But then he'd wake up, go play soccer, because he was a Hungarian guy and he loved to play soccer.
Fucking A.
And then all day, like, do whatever. Like, you're crazy.
Do you remember when I used to work the graveyard shift?
Yes. That was very bad for you.
It was really bad. And so I was up.
Very bad.
The shift would end around like 6 a.m., I think.
Oof.
6 or 7 a.m.
That's tough on the
body. I would go home and, you hit like weird second winds and I would have to do something to kind of wind down. And then I would go to bed and I would sleep until sometimes an hour before I had to go back to work with the shift again.
Yeah.
And I was telling one of the guys I worked with and he was like, why do you sleep so much? Like, what? And he's like, because he was also in the graveyard and he was like, yeah, I just sleep a few hours. And then I'm like,
I wish.
Dude, I'm falling apart. That was falling apart. That would go into the edit bays because it was at a post-production place. And I would sleep on one of the empty edit bay couches. Mm. And this guy one time, an editor, assistant editor came in. He was like, man, you're snoring. We can hear it down the hall.
Of course.
And I was like, really? Because it was 3:30 or 4 in the morning. I just couldn't do it, you know.
Well, plus it messes up your metabolism.
Everything.
When you eat, when you're not eating it. You shouldn't be eating at 3 or 4 in the morning.
No.
It slows everything down. It's just bad.
That's when I first started to put on weight.
Yeah.
I was doing that shift, actually.
Yeah, of course.
I went into that thing like around 200 pounds, you know, like 195, 200 pounds when I started working in those jobs. And like after 6 months of doing crazy shifts and then graveyard shift, I was 25 pounds heavier.
No.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I was gaining weight just working the clubs. We were talking about years where you and I were on the road
grinding
constantly,
it out.
Grinding out weeks. We would, this is our schedule back in 2010, was it? Tom and I would do this show. Okay, we'd tape Your Mom's House on Tuesdays. We would both get on planes Wednesdays to go do the clubs.
Yeah.
Do shows Wednesday through Sunday.
What they would do is they would say you have to leave Wednesday to do Thursday morning press.
Press, right.
The whole thing was about, and that's like Good Morning Hartford and like some, you know, some bullshit radio, none of which ever paid off.
Never.
That's why you had to leave on Wednesday to do the bullshit fucking local press that nobody who likes what we do ever listens to or watches.
No.
Okay. So then Thursday, Wednesday you fly across the country.
Yeah. Two planes. Usually
they're picking
those.
You up at 6 a.m. Eastern time. We're West Coast body clock. So it's 3 a.m. for us.
Yeah.
Wake up, take you to these fucking dumps.
Yeah.
Where the guy doesn't care, didn't look up. Well, what do you do? I'll just say Tom's here and just take it from there. You're like, what? Like they wouldn't know. They wouldn't look up anything about you. And then you do that press for like 3 hours. Then you're like, holy shit, I'm
so tired.
Then you eat breakfast. Then you go to sleep. And you would sleep like 4 or 5 hours or something. Then a show Thursday. Sometimes they would have Friday press too.
Right.
So they wake you up the next day to do press again. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday.
Yes.
All that, fly back home Monday, sometimes on a connecting flight.
Yeah. So now you're back in L.A., ideally by 2 or 3 p.m. Yeah. if you're lucky. You're that's like, a good one.
God. Yeah.
We get home. We'd get the dog because at the time we just had FIFO with this nice man that would watch FIF and he'd bring him over. We'd make dinner. We'd regroup. Next morning, wake up. Do Your Mom's House, do whatever fucking, you know, things you had to do.
And if you were lucky.
Unpack, do your laundry, everything. It was terrible.
Lucky,
so hard.
You're like, I'm staying home this week.
Staying home this week, dude.
Yeah.
One of
us would be like, fuck, I'm going out again.
Yeah. I mean, but we were just talking about it, that those years when you and I were just like grinding, like you kind of, we had to do that to get here, obviously, but
of course,
but those were the years, man, of just, I remember when we lived in Redondo, I would land at the airport and I would just put my bags down because we lived less than a mile from the beach. We rented like this little house,
a little guest house. Yeah.
And I would go to the beach and I would just fucking lay on the sand and feel the sunlight after being in these like dark places, you know?
Yeah.
Cause you're nocturnal when you're a comic too. It's not like I didn't go out during the day. So I would just be in a dark hotel room.
Just
go to
masturbating,
the club, eating, crying, drinking. Good Lord. Thank God those days are over, man.
It's terrible, man.
Making your money.
My name is Alexa, and I'm a ball hog.
You can get her to say stuff like that?
I guess so. I mean, somebody got, who did this?
What a slut.
Kelly from Brooklyn had it done.
Good job,
Kelly. My name is Alexa, and I'm a ball hog.
Yeah.
I'm a ball hog.
I got a great one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Peyton Lafferty, and I'm a ball hog.
So this guy,
stupid.
I don't know what city this is in. This is in Florida,
Peyton,
I think.
Peyton Lafferty.
He said he's driving home, and he hears this guy on the radio named Jim Fisher, one of these, I don't know, talk radio guys, and he's rambling on about how transgender people are taking a drug to lactate. Right.
Oh, okay.
Because they want to be able to breastfeed too.
Sure.
So he called into the show. Okay. He says to call him Pancake the IBS champ. but this is really great. So he had it's not the most premium audio because he told his friends to record it for them. So he's like, there's a couple, you know, it's not like super clear. It's not from the station, but this is the best, This is just, this is great. This is him calling into this guy, Jim Fisher's show. Here we go.
Okay. Hi, Jim, longtime listener. I'm Peyton Lafferty, and I'm a ball hog, and I was born James Lafferty, and I began to transition 2 years ago. And I want to call and give you an idea of how we feel in the transgender community about this. My partner and I just talked about it, and we think, you know, moms are eating so many bad foods these days, GMOs, they're eating moose soup and things with parasites.
That's not true.
I'm on a ketogenic diet, Peyton, so I would have very clean.
No, Peyton, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, Peyton, that's not true. Have you been around a nursing mother any time in your life?
Yes.
And she was eating GMOs and junk food and all this stuff. She wasn't careful about what she ate.
Right, and moose soup and everything. Oh, and she-
moose soup
moose
and everything.
Soup and everything.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. It keeps going.
I'm going to raise my children the way I want to, and I'm going to raise them with non-gender pronouns.
Well, see, you used to be, I gather, a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to have any children.
I am. I'm going to adopt.
Okay, have you had your plumbing ripped out?
It's a nice
way of
saying
that. That's why they call me a ball hog.
No.
Your plumbing ripped out. I mean, how rude can you be?
Come down later for moose soup!
Your plumbing ripped. Like, how disrespectful. Don't be a jerk.
Oh, he's totally a dick. I mean,
and a douchebag.
And he's also has that holier-than-thou tone. It's a very condescending tone.
Yeah, what a fuck.
I'm going to raise my kids the way I want to raise my kids. I'm going to call them hen. When they're born, just like in Sweden, they call all kids hen. It's a non-gender-specific pronoun. And once they get to an age where they realize they want to be a them or a zer or a he or a she, then they get to make that choice.
He's really good at this, by the
way. He's really good at it, yeah.
Wow.
Peyton, you did a really good job.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have laughed the whole time. He didn't laugh at all. He did really good.
He stuck to it. I think really he actually got into character. I think he was... This feels like when you're acting and you really... When the choice you make really lines up for you and the improv is natural, you don't have to search for it. It really feels like...
Like he became the ball hog.
He became a ball hog on that, yeah.
So good.
I like that he's...
I'm on a ketogenic diet.
I like that he's on a keto... Oh, she, excuse me, Peyton.
I don't, they didn't specify their pronouns, Tom.
Yeah, that was really great. Good
that
job.
That was amaze.
That was... That was really good, you know?
Fuck! You guys are doing good!
They're eating really their moose soup and everything.
Yeah. That guy sounds like such an asshole that he called into.
What a dickhead.
No, they don't.
Rip out
you have your plumbing ripped out yet?
What
Jesus,
a dick.
Man.
And actually, he's not right, because all my slut friends were drinking and stuff, and
I know
whatever the fuck they wanted.
This guy thinks he speaks for all,
all
women that are breastfeeding. Yeah.
Like, he knows.
Fucking
please.
Clown. What is this? You put this in here? What is this?
Mom, you're getting ass fucked by my boyfriend. Sweetheart, I don't want you to be alarmed, okay? I know this may come as a shock to you, but I do have your best interests at heart.
What? Why did you put that in there?
Babe, I don't go through porn clubs, you know. That's your job.
No.
Now, I need to make sure the doctor here knows how to use his penis properly before he can fill your perfect little holes. My interest? My interest? Diane, can you quit butt-fucking my mother so I can talk to her?
Oh, my God.
You know?
Well, this is crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's a genre, huh?
That is a genre.
How do they label that one?
I don't know.
Mom gets...
Can you quit butt-fucking my mother so I can talk to her?
Let me guess.
There's a little bit of incest, right?
It's incest, anal,
but isn't it incest adjacent? Because she's not, like, involved. She's just like, dude, stop butt-fucking my mom.
Oh, so we don't know if that's her son. I'm inferring that...
No. Her son, it's the daughter's boyfriend, I think.
Right, so it's... Oh, gosh. I mean, it's MILF,
the mom
anal.
Is getting the boyfriend ready for her daughter.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I see. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like the daughter has a boyfriend.
So, yeah.
And the mom's like, I don't know if you know what you're doing yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to teach you,
Mom,
so that you can please my daughter.
I'm trying to think of what the clip title is, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mom,
you're getting ass fucked by my boyfriend.
Maybe it's that.
Mom teaches daughter's boyfriend how to give her daughter good anal.
Something like that.
Is that the clip? It's too long.
Yeah, it's too long, but yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the right.
I should have been a writer for all these. Porn clips.
You would have a... Donnie.
Donnie, can you quit butt-fucking my mother so I can talk to her?
Butt-fucking.
Yeah.
Butt-fucking's a good word.
I like butt-fucking.
A couple words together.
Yeah.
butt fucking.
Are you guys butt fucking or what?
Yeah, butt fucking. It's good.
You want to see something kind of gross?
Yeah.
This lady is taking a dump in public.
that's nasty, lady. Look,
I don't give a damn.
Why you gonna do it right here, though? Why you ain't got to a corner or something?
Why don't you take your bitch ass on before I get my knife out?
Yeah, well.
Why you shitting like that, though, lady?
Oh, I got to, that's why.
Now you pissing. Where your tissue at? Ooh, I hope I ain't stepping on.
Well, take your bitch ass off.
Oh, you right. I'm about to take my bitch ass off.
I'm going to take your ugly, ugly bitch ass.
Did you know in India, they're trying to pass a law that you can't poop in public anymore?
Is it a big problem there?
Yes.
It's really overpopulated.
Yes.
I mean, people shit and piss everywhere.
And some people are upset because they want to
I'd be one of those people
to shit in the streets.
Oh, no. I'd be one of the people that would be like, can everyone stop doing this, please? It's really bothering me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm, but some people are upset because they don't want their right to shit in public taken away.
Well, I get it. I mean, there probably is not enough toilets.
No.
There's more than a billion people there.
So many people. But do you think that's the problem? There's not enough toilets? I don't know.
Well, kind of.
Maybe. I mean, access to toilets, yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
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 There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of
money. I mean, the real problem is just the most horrific poverty you can imagine.
That too.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a problem.
Well, okay. Would you rather live in India for 1 year or live as a Dalmatian amongst our dogs for 1 year? Go. Now, when you live in India, by the way, here's the thing. You're living in like the level that most Indians live in, like the majority. I'm assuming that's not very good.
But I mean, what level is
that? You're not the 1%, put it that way. You're working class. You pull a fucking rickshaw or whatever.
That's not working class.
What's that?
That's lower class.
So you're pulling a, you're driving the tuk-tuk or whatever the fuck. What do they have there in India?
God, could this be any more disrespectful?
What do they do?
What do you mean, what do they do?
The cabs. What are they called there?
Cabs.
Nah, they're not called cabs.
I don't know what you're trying
to
say.
You know what I'm saying. You pull a rickshaw, essentially.
Here, let's look it up.
I saw it in that movie, the Marigold Hotel, the tuk-tuk. Isn't that what they are?
I don't know.
Hey, you're that guy or you're a fucking Dalmatian.
Look, here's what I looked up.
Look up tuk-tuk.
I looked up taxis in India.
Well,
here they are. See, like regular fucking.
But that's not what I want you to do. I want you to
the
one that you pedal. That's a different story.
How do you write? Let's see, peddlers, right?
Pedal, yeah, P-E-D-A-L, right? Pedal, or is it P-E-T-A-L?
Something like.
Yeah, I want you to. Okay, yeah, like one of those things, like a cart. And you pull the person in the cart.
All right.
Or you're a Dalmatian in our house.
Peddler in India. 100%. Not even a doubt in my mind. It'd be great to do that type of work. It'd be humbling. I would make new friends. Finally stop doing comedy.
Yeah, listen. Tuk-tuk, which is known as auto rickshaw in India.
Okay.
Yeah, tuk-tuks. So you got to buy your tuk-tuk. How much does it cost? I'm looking it up right now. It's a lot. It's about $2,900 to buy one of those tuk-tuks. But I'll give you that money to start your business. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You got to drive that fucking thing around.
I'll do that. 1 year?
1 year in India. But you've ever seen how they drive in India?
It's crazy.
It's really dangerous, dude. And they just run over people. They don't give a shit. Dead bodies everywhere.
Everywhere?
Not everywhere. But you got to stop for the cows.
All right, I would do it.
Stupid tourists and stuff.
I'm into it.
Yeah, but you have to live on that class.
Do you think this is true? This is real right here?
Oh, my God.
What would you do, by the way? Dalmatian?
I would live as a fucking Dalmatian. Dude, India's terrible. My stepdad would talk about how horrible it was all the time.
Come on.
You would live in, like, a tiny box, first of all. You would live in, like, a squalor.
You sound so naive.
No, I'm telling what my stepdad used to fucking tell me. Why do you think he left that country, dude? He didn't like it.
I think it'd be all right. I mean, come on. People go there all the time.
Dude, you would get diarrhea like that. That's another thing.
I get diarrhea every day.
That's true. You don't like Indian food.
I love Indian food.
You've never eaten it with me once in the time we've been together.
Your memory is really of concern.
When's the last time we ate?
I want you to go see a neurologist. I'm serious. I really
Babe,
do.
I'm pregnant. I have mom brain. You know this.
No, no.
When's the last time we had Indian?
I'm so over that excuse.
When's the last time we had Indian?
Somebody, by the way, messaged me that, remember I was we were playing that clip, and I go, on the last episode.
The come, yes.
And they were like, dude, you guys played it 5 months ago. And Christina was like, well, no, we've definitely never played that.
I've got other concerns. Okay. Wait. Okay, but what, seriously, when's the last time we had
I'll
together?
Tell you. I'll tell you. Together, I don't know. But I do know that I have multiple memories of suggesting Indian food and you shutting it down, being like, we're going to get diarrhea. You, especially when we lived on the east side, every time I would suggest Indian food, you would always be like, we're going to get sick. We're going to get diarrhea. I don't want to do that. And you'd have all bad right. memories of going to one and there was a rat at one or something.
Yeah, well, my stepdad used to drag us to all these fucking dirty Indian places growing up. I just didn't like because I had enough, you know what I mean?
I'm not...
My house smelled like fucking saffron.
I'm just saying I like their food.
14 years.
Okay.
Let's order Indian today.
Okay, I'm in.
I like that tandoori chicken.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
No, because I worked at the Electric Lotus in Los Feliz. I worked at an Indian restaurant. And that shit was nasty as hell,
okay,
dude.
Okay, so see, I wasn't, I'm not off. You didn't like it.
They used to keep the mango chutney in like just a bin, a filthy bin. Everyone put their fucking hands in it.
In their defense, a lot of different genres of food have shitty restaurants.
They all do. Yeah. Everybody. No, Americans, disgusting.
But why don't we look up good Indian food in the area?
I'd like to do that. And I, yeah.
All right.
That's Chinese.
Rap.
You think this is real?
Buddy!
No.
What are you... Come here! What are you doing?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
I found something.
No, that's not real.
It's bad acting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone sent that in.
We played this already.
No, we played it without playing it on the show. Played it to each other.
Oh.
See? Okay. That's how memories work.
Oh, my God.
Someone's not the memory champ.
Look.
You would concede that point, right?
I'm not the memory champ. You want to know why?
Why?
A, I'm growing a human life inside of me. Sounds... That takes up a lot of my resources. B, I take care of a fucking 2-year-old. I'm responsible for a lot of his life, as you are as well. 2 dogs, a husband... Myself, it's a lot of plates to juggle. Career, podcasting,
all right.
Netflix watching. I don't have the real estate in here anymore.
Can you read that email?
Yeah, misgendering cat. Hey, dog cunts. Just recently, a friend of mine got a kitten from a coworker and was informed by her that it was female. Apparently, she's retarded because upon further inspection, it was discovered that the kitten is actually a male. You mommies know as well as I do that biological sex is a myth and gender is a spectrum, so this is okay. Despite the fact that the Zimzer feline in question is called Smokey, which is gender neutral, we still have a problem. Because we were under the impression this kitten is female, we have been misgendering it the whole time. Have we unknowingly created permanent trauma in Zim's short life? Is there a chance the kitten actually identifies as female, therefore making us correct? Are we driving the kitten to suicide with our transphobia? The consequences of our bigotry are endless. Even worse, there is the possibility that the kitten identifies with its male biology, which would make it a privileged, cisgendered male piece of shit that we would promptly have to bring to the vet to be put down. Anyway,
what's your pronoun?
I've got to go get fucked by a couple of hot black guys who just got out of prison. Thanks for all you do, mommies, and congratulations on Baby Jeans 2.0, which I hope you give a non-binary name. Beat me, piss on me, try it out. Adam from Maine.
Wow.
Piss on me, beat me, try it out.
What a conundrum.
Very well-written email, Adam.
Yeah.
And I think you guys really did make a huge mistake. You know, everyone involved. At this point, I would say... I would let that cat just into the wilderness.
Well, the cat's so traumatized.
Yeah, it's not worth... I mean, there's a certain point, like, you can't help someone. You can't help something.
I mean, is there a therapist you could take the cat to?
There are animal therapists and professional, you know, cuddlers and those that can speak to animals on a level that most of us can't. What is it? What is the animal? What's it called? Psychic? Like an animal psychic?
Yeah, they can probably communicate with this.
And I'm sure animal. If they do communicate, they're going to say things like, "I didn't think it was funny."
Right.
And I want to move. I want to get the hell out of Maine and get over to Vermont, where it's more my speed.
Wow.
More my type are there.
And Smokey, isn't that a racial slur as well? So not only have we misgendered this poor cat,
yeah,
we've also given it a racist name. So hello, racial problems and gender problems.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is...
this is a very problematic cat.
I think, you know, what I would do maybe at this point, first of all, is I would 100%... I would assume that the cat liked being addressed as a female, and I would go back to treating it like a female.
Why? But its genitalia is...
male.
Yeah.
Because it was... obviously, the cat knew that it wanted to be a female, and that's why the original owner was like, it's a female. That owner probably knows something about that cat. So by you treating it as a male, you're being super disrespectful, probably to the cat's wishes.
I don't know. I mean, but the good news is that Smokey's kind of a gender-neutral name.
Try it out.
So yeah. They may have... salvaged its gender crisis, gender identity crisis.
Mm. Well,
and by the way, cats don't share the same gender orientations that humans do. There's a whole different spectrum, I'm sure, of cat genders, aren't there?
I think what's obvious is that although this cat has male genitalia, it's a female at heart. So okay. I think you should be treating it as such.
Okay. Well, I think you're assuming its pronoun.
Does swallowing come make me a cannibal?
Hmm.
As a cum connoisseur, I woke up this morning smelling like dicks, and I was wondering, since there are millions of potential humans in sperm, when you swallow all that cum, does that make you a cannibal? It certainly messes with my chances of being vegan. I'm sure asking mommies gives me the best chance of getting a well-analyzed answer to my question. In Jesus' name, Lisa the ball hog. Wow, Lisa. Sounds like a real angel. What do you think, Gene?
Well... human life doesn't start at a sperm without egg. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because all those right-to-lifer folks don't get upset when you just spill jizz on
them. Vegan vagina. Yeah.
They get upset when you kill a baby, a person. So I don't think it's cannibalism per se. It's maybe partial cannibalism.
To eat it?
It's not yet a human is what I'm trying to get at.
But it is a product created from another animal. You know, the only loophole in this...
No, but she's not asking, is she vegan? She's asking, is it cannibalism? And cannibalism implies eating another human, right?
Right. Mm.
It's not a human yet. It's just a sperm. It's part of a human. Right, but...
I mean, she's on her way.
No. I'm going to say no. I think you're safe. You can drink as much jizz as you want. Right? Wow. So don't worry about it.
Wow.
Keep drinking all of it.
I'm not... I'm not on board with Christina on this one for sure. But
seriously?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, what are you trying to say? That it is cannibalism?
I think you're pretty much on your way. I think it's something you. If I were you, I would throw in the towel on that and try to make it right with your life right now.
Okay.
You know,
we do need to think of some non-binary names for our future son.
What do you mean, son? Idiot.
For our future Zimzer, what are some good gender-neutral names? Casey.
Casey's a good one. Pat, obviously.
Chris.
Chris goes both ways.
Very neutral. We have to think of a lot of these.
Diamond.
Diamond. Yeah. Babe, Diamond's pretty female.
I don't think so. I know a lot of cool guys named Diamond.
Shit.
Speaking of jizz and all that, this is interesting. We featured this guy a few weeks ago, and he has a new bit of information he wanted to share. Remember him?
No.
I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other day when I got a hug from a chick... I had a boner afterwards.
A boner?
And I pre-came in my pants. Literally, pre-came in my pants.
Ugh.
A couple minutes after that boner. And then it went away.
Okay.
So that's why he knows he's straight.
Oh, okay.
I tend to think if you haven't had sex in a long-ass fucking time.
Oh, what the F?
And some female just gives you a hug. and it gives you a boner, and then you pre-cum your pants afterwards. I tend to think that you're straight. I don't know.
I didn't know that it was that big of a deal. I think he's... It's almost like he's trying to prove that he's straight.
He's probably getting a lot of comments like, you look like a fag.
Oh, that. So that's where it's... Yeah.
Well, goth guys get a lot of that stuff.
You're gay.
Yeah, you're such a homo. Your stupid hair and your stupid black things and your dog collar and
all that. So he's proving that he's not.
Right.
By telling you that he almost came in his pants just by getting a hug from
cum hug. Yeah, yeah, this guy, he's trying to say he invented the cum hug.
He's saying he's the cum hugger.
Yeah. I do like his theory about inhaling the fart, though.
Yeah. That's the same guy who said that if he farts at work, he tries to sniff it all up so nobody else can smell it.
And I swear, I've had the same exact thought, too. I can't lie and say that I haven't.
That you can sniff it all up?
Yeah, like if I inhale deeply right now, maybe I can save it. Like the other people won't smell it. Jesus. I've had the exact same stupid thought. Yeah. But then I go, oh, that's stupid. That's not possible.
Yeah.
I have cum all over my face.
I have cum all over my face. I got some dad shoes on.
Oh, tell me about it.
I'll show you. You got these for me. Can you guys see them? Can you see those?
Yeah.
They're so daddy shoes. They're like, they're Adidas. But they don't, I mean, they don't look sexy. I feel like I look like a total dad boner. But they're so good. It's like walking on boats.
Yeah.
They feel really nice. And they're slip-on, which I'm a huge fan of.
They're fantastic, right?
They're really nice.
By the way, I wanted to mention this before. Oh, yeah. This is an honor of you, really. I mean...
Oh, boy.
No. This is good.
It's never positive honor, you know?
This is good. you're going to like it.
Okay.
This guy... Yeah, he wrote in, Christina made me realize... Current map of the United States is inaccurate, and so he worked on this, and we liked it so much that we decided we're going to do it. We're going to put it in our store.
Oh, this. I love this. Yeah you're right. This is my favorite.
It's in our store now. It is a map of the United States.
Yeah.
And a shirt has it says, not Los Angeles, everywhere, and then Los Angeles, where Los Angeles is.
Looks right to me.
Yep.
This is how I see America.
I love the shirt, though. It is great. If you want to rep LA, it is so a really good. Cool shirt. He wrote, my C-cup slut girlfriend, her brother, and I all went to Des Moines. We had a great time. One could say that, whatever. It was great meeting you. Anyways, piss on me, beat me.
Yeah.
Caleb Benna sent this.
Caleb, I gotta tell you, this is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's really good.
I absolutely love this shirt. I can't wait to wear it. I think it's so fun.
So it's in the store now if you want to order one.
Angelino's.
It's a good LA West Coast shirt.
Not LA.
There's not LA, and then there's
LA. Ain't shit.
That's really funny. So thanks, Caleb. And thanks for, a lot of people have liked the mugs. A couple mugs are in the store now. Some, excuse me, signed items and shirts. Go ahead. Try it out. I think that's it, Gene. Okay. Anything else?
No. I love you.
Here is, what is this, Trash Boy by Nick C. Thanks, guys. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
You're supposed to pick up everything.
Nope, four bags.
Yeah. Oh, you are in so much deep crap. Wait till your boss.
Big boy.
You didn't bring that much trash, big boy.
No, you didn't. You want to go see what you love?
I left the carpeting.
Yeah. You're supposed to pick up everything.
Nope, four bags.
Yeah. Oh, you are in so much deep crap. Wait till your boss. You think you get to decide what you pick up and what you don't?
No,
What's your name? What's your pronoun?